All this week, our Across Women's Lives project has been bringing you stories about trafficking, women who are bought, stolen, and sold. We've looked at how some of those women escape and try to move on with their lives. And while our focus has been on Uganda, trafficking also happens a lot closer to home. In the final story of our series, the world's Jasmine Garst uncovers a family secret.
A couple of months ago, a friend of mine reached out to me. It was about her grandmother, Frances. Grandma Frances is 85 years old, and my friend told me, Grandma says she has a story she needs to tell someone. Can you please come by? So I headed over to their house.
Come in!
That's Grandma Frances. She's tiny and very thin, with a shock of white hair and brown eyes that are always smiling, even when she isn't. She talks in that loud Queen's accent that sounds like she's chewing on the words before she speaks them. But secrets have a language of their own, and Grandma Frances insists she will only tell me this story in her native tongue, Spanish.
Yo crecí en Jalisco, sí.
She isn't actually from Queens. She was born Francisca Carmona García in Jalisco, Mexico. And when she speaks about Jalisco, her eyes light up.
El hombre tapatío.
The men are handsome there, she gushes. They ride their horses with a gun on their side. You're blushing, I tell her.
Yeah, I know.
I ask her what her favorite childhood memory is, and she says, leaving. Francisca's family was very poor.
Porque a veces, en esos tiempos, no había mucho que comer.
We ate seeds and tortillas with some chile, and it tasted good because we were hungry. She tells me her little sister died of starvation. So when she was 14 years old, Francisca left home to go to Guadalajara. She got a job as a maid and started sending money home. But money was still tight, and Francisca had bigger dreams.
Norte.
El Norte, the North, America. It was the 1950s, the decade of prosperity and U.S. cultural expansion. Rock and roll was born. Marilyn Monroe sang breathlessly about diamonds, her best friend. John Wayne was flying airplanes, and Marlon Brando was riding a streetcar named Desire. Francisca got her big break one day when she was 16, while she was working. An older woman approached her and said,
Necesitaban muchas muchachas para que trabajaran.
We're looking for waitresses right on the border with Texas, a tiny town called Villacuña, at a restaurant called
La Perla.
La Perla, the Pearl. Francisca packed up and headed there to her new job waiting tables. It was about a day's travel. But when she finally got to this town, well, there wasn't a restaurant. She says there weren't even streets, really. The Pearl was a house in the dusty middle of nowhere.
Era una casa de mujeres.
It was a brothel.
Uno tiene que hacer lo que tiene que hacer.
You gotta do what you gotta do, she says, resigned. She never imagined this would happen to her, and she didn't have a choice now. I was the breadwinner in my family, she explains, and she was a kid. This all happened when she was a teenager. They gave us our room and told us to dress very pretty and go out to the salon because it was full of American soldiers. The brothel, she tells me, exclusively served the American military, who came in from across the border in Texas. Mexican men didn't set foot in the Pearl, but the Mexican police protected the place and watched over the girls. And once a month, Francisca says,
Los doctores venían cada mes.
The doctors would come give us checkups. It's strange hearing this sweet little grandma tell me the tale of how she was trafficked while she insists that I finish a giant plate of tamales she made for me. But none of this is unusual. Mexican border towns have always served as places of vice and exploitation. Sex tourism is a lucrative business, and even to this day, girls like Francisca are being trafficked throughout Mexico. Between 2011 and 2012, authorities reported that over 9,000 women have gone missing. And that's just the reported cases.
Y muy bonita ella, pero era muy buena con nosotros.
But Francisca doesn't tell her story like other trafficking survivors I've spoken to. She talks about how lucky she was. A friend of hers who got taken to another town, she was killed. Francisca talks about a very kind, gorgeous madam who let her keep some of the money she earned. Important men in uniform who were gentlemanly. I leave her house feeling a bit perplexed by this. But her tone shifts the next time we talk, when she invites me over for lunch. And that's when, as she ladles a thick oxtail soup on my plate, she tells me, "You know, this is a great shame in my life. I want you to understand I was desperate."
Es una vida muy fea. Fea porque...
It's an ugly thing, she tells me. You have relations with a man you don't want. You just close your eyes and you let it happen. It's false. You do it out of necessity, not desire. You know nothing about love. You know nothing about kissing with passion. I ask if she's angry, and she pauses and responds, "Yeah, at myself." So I ask her, "Why are you telling me this secret? Why now? Why ever?"
¿Y por qué?
Yo no sé. Yo no sé por qué. Yo creo que había algo aquí por dentro.
I don't know. I don't know why, she says. I think there was something here. And she rubs her narrow chest. Something inside of me. Francisca does know how much she wanted to leave that place. She says she always told herself,
pero yo siempre dije,
I gotta marry an American.
Tengo que casarme.
So one day, this customer came in. He was tall and handsome, a sergeant in the U.S. Air Force.
Se llamaba William.
His name was William.
Un soldado muy elegante.
He was so elegant. He was wearing a blue shirt and a tie. He was almost 6 feet tall. And that night, they took a walk.
Y la luna estaba bien bonita.
And the moon was beautiful. And he fell in love with me. And then he said, "I want you to get out of here." Okay, maybe you, the listener, are wondering the same thing I did. Did they really fall in love? Does a teenager who is trapped and needs so much to get out of where she is truly love the one man who can rescue her, a customer at the brothel? And every time I asked, she replied the same.
Yo me enamoré de él.
I fell in love with him. I loved that man. William married her and brought her here, to New York. They came by bus. It was 1952. This is exactly where they arrived. Port Authority, Manhattan's hectic, congested central bus station. I meet her here early on a Saturday.
Francis! Hi!
She's eager to take me to her neighborhood in Queens and introduce me to all her friends. She switches back to English.
Oh my goodness, Jasmine, good to see you. Okay, we're gonna take the A train. This is my neighborhood. This is my neighborhood now.
This is Queens. She says the first time she got here,
we took a taxi to the house, to my mother-in-law's house. Yes.
It was 4 a.m. It was dark, and she couldn't see anything. She didn't know back then that everything was going to be okay, that she'd be part of a big family who adored her, that her husband would take her to the movies.
There used to be a movie over there.
To see all the big stars she loved on the big screen.
My favorite actor, Ronald Reagan and Burt Lancaster. Oh, I thought it was a wonderful, wonderful actor.
Here's what she did know back then, the night she arrived in Queens, while her new husband knocked on his family's door. Something really bad had happened to her. Something that happens to women all the time. Still, to this day. A secret she would think about sometimes, but would never tell anyone about. Not for another 60 years or so, as a widow with grandchildren. And she knew that she'd been able to survive it. She'd been able to get out. And now, she was going to build something else. A beautiful life.
Francis, come in.
Francisca Carmona Garcia, better known to the many people who love her as Frances, was finally home. For the World, I'm Jasmine Garst, Queens, New York.
For the past 2 weeks, we've been reporting on the impact human trafficking has on women and girls around the world. Now we want to hear your stories. Has trafficking affected you or your community, and how? Tell us what you've seen on Facebook. Just head to Facebook and search for Across Women's Lives.